This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website on the internet at gospel2africa.com. We have the audio of past, present, and future programs that you may listen to. Pastor Terry Priestap has done a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. Many helpful articles you'll want to read. You can contact us through our website contact page. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. That internet web address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. As I said earlier, it is my stated goal that you will become a believer in Jesus Christ if you are not one already. But belief and the resulting salvation are totally voluntary. No one can force you to believe. There are no forced conversions to Christianity, as you hear about with various world religions. Faith must be voluntary, or it is not genuine. Jesus knocks at the door of our hearts, but your response is entirely up to you. No one can become a Christian at gunpoint, for example. God is loving and kind and does not force His way on you. Jesus said, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heeds my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will eat with him and he will eat with me." Well, that precious verse is found in Revelation, the last book of the Bible, chapter 3 and verse 20. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls." You can read that in Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. God invites us to faith in a kind and thoughtful way. Speaking through the prophet Isaiah in chapter 1, verse 18, God says, "Come now, let us think about this together, says the Lord. Even though your sins are bright red, they will be white as snow. Even though they are dark red, they will be like wool." A man in the Bible once asked, "What must I do to be saved?" That's found in Acts 16:30. The very fact that the man asked the question shows that he recognized his need of salvation. He saw only death for himself, and he knew he needed help. The fact that he asks Paul and Silas shows that he believed they had the answer, and they did. That answer comes swiftly and simply: "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." Acts 16:30 and verse 31 also. The passage goes on to show how the man did believe and was converted. His life began displaying the difference from that day forward. The conversion of the man was based on faith. He had to trust Jesus and nothing else. The man believed that Jesus was the Son of God, that He was Lord and the Messiah who fulfilled the Scriptures. he was the Christ. His faith also included a belief that Jesus died for sin and rose again because that was the message that Paul and Silas were preaching. When you read Romans 10, 9 and 10, and 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 4. Hebrews 11, 1 tells us that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Perhaps no other component of the Christian life is more important than faith. We cannot purchase it, sell it, or give it to our friends. So what is faith and what role does faith play in the Christian life? The dictionary defines faith as belief in, devotion to, or trust in somebody or something, especially without logical proof. It also defines faith as belief in and devotion to God. The Bible has much more to say about faith and how important it is. In fact, it is so important that without faith, we have no place with God, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Read Hebrews 11:6. According to the Bible, faith is belief in the one true God without actually seeing Him. So where does faith come from? Faith is not something we come up with on our own, nor is it something we are born with, nor is faith a result of diligence in study or pursuit of the spiritual. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 makes it very clear that faith is a gift from God, not because we deserved it or have earned it or are worthy to have it. It is not from ourselves. It is from God. It is not obtained by our power or our free will. Faith is simply given to us by God, along with His grace and mercy, according to His holy plan and purpose. And because of that, God gets all the glory. So then, what is conversion to Christ? To convert is literally to turn. When we turn towards one thing, we by necessity turn away from something else. When we turn toward Jesus, a turning from sin is implied. The Bible describes repentance as a change of mind about sin and a change of mind about Jesus, and then a turning to Jesus in faith. Therefore, repentance and faith are complementary. Both repentance and faith are indicated in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. You turned to God from idols. A Christian will leave behind his former ways and anything pertaining to false religion as the result of a genuine conversion to Christianity. Christianity is never Jesus plus anything. It's Jesus alone. To put it simply, to convert to Christianity, you must believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died for your sin and rose again. You must agree with God that you are a sinner in need of salvation, and you must trust in Jesus alone to save you. When you do this, God promises to save you and give you the Holy Spirit who will make you a new creature. Christianity, in its true form, is not a religion. Christianity, according to the Bible, is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Christianity is God offering salvation to anyone who believes and trusts the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. A person who converts to Christianity is not leaving one religion for another religion. Converting to Christianity is receiving the gift that God offers and beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ that results in the forgiveness of sins and eternity in heaven after death. Do you desire to convert to Christianity? If your answer is yes, here is a simple prayer you can offer to God. Saying this prayer or any other prayer will not save you. It is only trusting in Christ that can actually save you from sin. This prayer is simply a way to express to God your faith in Him and to thank Him for providing for your salvation. For example, this prayer. God, I know that I have sinned against you and deserve punishment, but Jesus Christ took the punishment that I deserve so that through faith in Him, I could be forgiven. I place my trust in you for salvation. Thank you for your wonderful grace and forgiveness, the gift of eternal life. Amen. There, something that simple. Again, it's not the prayer that saves you, it's the faith that goes along with it, that's genuine in your heart. Acts 4:12 says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." John 14:6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 10:9-10 and verse 13 read, "That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." John chapter 5, verse 24 reads, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has already passed from death to life." Acts 2:21 reads, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." John 20:31, "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Friend, I'm going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that address works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap has written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That internet address, again, is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. And that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Revelation 3:20. "Listen, I am standing at the door and knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into his home and share a meal with him and he with me."